Hey, what's up, guys? It is Calvin. Welcome to this great Monday morning. I've gotten a lot of questions about my claim that you can't solve abstract problems and that things like healthcare and poverty are abstract problems. It seems to rub some people the wrong way when they say that. They're not abstract. They're very concrete for me. Yeah, that's the point. They're very concrete when you look at the specifics at the individual level, right? But if you just say healthcare, let's solve healthcare, you can't solve it the problem at that level. You have to get way more granular. And the tendency is to say, well, poverty, we got to solve poverty. Okay, what are we going to do? Well, let's throw money at the problem, right? Let's solve healthcare by throwing money at the problem. And that's what we've done for decades, and it's not working. It's just not working. We've had a war on poverty for decades. It's cost trillions of dollars and it's made the problem worse, right? So what we have to do is we have to look at the individual level first, at the concrete, specific level, right? A specific person with a specific health problem. All right. How did that problem arise? Right, how do we arrive at that problem? Health. Was it like what did this person do for diet, for exercise, for positive mindset, supplements, multivitamins, what has that person done to bring themselves to the point where they're at? Maybe it was an accident, they broke a leg. Great, fine. That was an accident. Was there some kind of behavior? Like, the society is designed to make us sick, right? It's what we have is not a healthcare system, it's a sick care system. Nobody profits when people are healthy in the healthcare industry. The healthcare industry needs us to be sick so that they can treat our symptoms and keep treating the symptoms and make a ton of money in the process. And if we have more government subsidies, or even the government taking over, paying for that, we're just increasing the racket. We're just making the racket, the grift worse, right? We're now allowing people to tap directly, like we're allowing the grifters to tap directly into the vast funds of the government. We're allowing them to take money from the citizens. Taxation is theft, essentially, right? Like, I mean, yes, it's democratic to some extent, but supposedly anyway, but still taxation, we're talking about taking money from people who have earned it by force, by the threat of gun, using a gun to put you in jail if you don't, right? Taking that money to then pay it out to grifters. And that's that it, history shows that that doesn't solve the problem, right? It doesn't solve anything. To just throw more money at it. As a business person, I know this all too well. Throwing money at a problem can oftentimes make the problem worse. Too much money thrown at a problem doesn't solve shit. It doesn't. Solutions are not necessarily costly. They require, ingenuity. They require honesty. They require realness, that you are willing to look at the real problem and find a real root solution. You have to analyze, you have to see what is the root cause of this, and then deal with it from there. And the root cause is people are unhealthy because they live very unhealthy lifestyles, right? And this is physical, diet and exercise. It's mental, your mindset, right? If you're constantly in fear, then that's going to stress your body, and then that's going to cause disease, right? Emotionally, if you're unhappy, if you're your emotions, if you're have a lot of unprocessed trauma, that's going to manifest as disease at some point. So all of these things are what's actually required for good health. It's not a mystery. It's not, we know this. It's not, widespread. It's not like the mainstream view, because most people would rather be blissfully ignorant to the truth. But we know this, right? That eating healthy, exercising, mindset, the emotional maturity and spiritual maturity, right? That you have a sense of purpose and direction in your life. When you're just this materialist religion that we're living under right now makes people unhappy because it's not a strategy that actually leads to inner happiness, inner joy, to strength, to good feeling. Most of us live in a state of shame and guilt and confusion and like just this negative soup, the victimhood. It's gonna make you fucking sick. That's gonna make you sick. So these are the root things that we need to address. And then, sure, some people are gonna get sick at some point. And then what are we gonna do to treat people? How are we gonna solve that? I have to say, so my journey on this, my personal journey has been, I grew up with socialized medicine in Denmark, which by the way has private health insurance. If you want to not wait for months and months and months for an operation, you sign up for a private health insurance, you end up going to a private hospital. That's if you can afford it in Denmark, that's what you do. And there's tons of problems with the hospital system in Denmark. It's not perfect, despite how well organized and well run Denmark in general is compared to America. So I've seen that and I've grown up with that. And I was like, that's kind of makes sense. The way that it's done in the US is absolutely freaking idiotic, right? Why is this tied to employment? It doesn't make any fucking sense. It just makes it more complicated to hire and fire people. As a business owner, it with a remote company and, I don't know how many people I have in the US, like 20 people in the US, probably in like a bunch of different states. It's just a freaking nightmare to get health insurance for people. We've looked at it many, many times and basically not been able to do it. So we just give people a stipend when needed to buy their own health insurance. And so we solve it on an individual case-by-case basis. It's a fucking clusterfuck, guys. It doesn't make any sense. And so I've actually, the more I've thought about it, I was like, why is this even a government thing? Why is this even a government thing? Why shouldn't it be? I don't have health insurance because I take care of my health and I'm not worried about my health. Maybe I'll regret that someday. But right now I'm like, hey, if I get sick, I'd rather find some other solution for it. I'd rather pay for it myself. But I know that doctors don't really know much about how the body heals and functions at a deep level. I have other people that I work with that know it much, much better. So, I mean, some doctors are great. Like the Western medicine obviously knows a lot of stuff, but there's a lot that it doesn't know, and that it pretends to not know because it's not profitable, right? There's no money in it. Just natural health remedies, the emotional, mental, like the whole body mind connection, placebo effect, all that stuff, right? That we're willfully ignoring. So anyway, so I've drifted towards thinking that maybe just keep the government out of it, keep employers out of it. Each individual can choose what they want to do, how they want to insure themselves. Make it much more competitive, much more free, much less regulated. Because right now there's so few companies that want to insure you. There's so it's so centralized, regulated. It's not very competitive or flexible at all, right? It's what is it called? A oligopoly. Like it's basically a cartel at some level, right? So I would fix that, and let's try actual private, free healthcare market that's way less regulated and where people can make their own decisions about how they want to spend their money and invest the resources. And then let's for those that then still end up in trouble. What if we're not paying for to subsidize this through our taxes, and we in other ways reform our government in the ways that I want to, then people would have a lot more money to keep because we would pay a lot less in taxes. And then we would we would see more like neighbors know how to take care of each other, right? Like people you see GoFundMes all the time, you see Christian organizations take care of people in need, you see all kinds of other organizations in the country take care of people in need. Like we tend to help each other out, right? in the society. And it's a much better way to solve it, because when it's someone choosing out of their own free will to invest their time and their money and their other resources into helping other people, then they're going to pay closer attention. They're going to care more. When it's the government doing it, it's just another bureaucrat sitting there, part of a system. It becomes depersonalized. It becomes less efficient. We're losing, wasting money. You know, we're taking money from people, wasting a good chunk of it, spending it in ways that are not very effective. So that's my view on healthcare and poverty and abstract problems, like poverty too, right? Like it's poverty is just a concept. Like, what the hell does it mean? Like, we need to get way more specific. Why is this person poor? Why is this person poor? Why is this person poor? And again, it's not really a mystery, right? Like, don't spend money you don't have, number one, right? Save money, right? Invest money in something that is going to grow. Invest in yourself. Invest in your own education. Go to the library. Use the internet to learn stuff, right? Buy books. Increase your skill level all the time. Get better. Quit watching fucking Netflix and study and improve your skill set. Find a job. Show up for work every day, 15 minutes early, right? Stay 15 minutes late. Give more value than you're being paid. Add more value in every instance than you're being paid. Create systems for yourself that with like investments. You know, the best investment you can make is in yourself. Second, in some asset that's going to grow, right? And the like least good investment you can make is in something that just, you know, is gone right away. So invest wisely. And I said get a job, which, you know, some people are going to be like, but there are no jobs to be had. Well, fine. Then, you know, improve your marketing skill. Every single business needs more customers. They want more customers. They want better profit margins, right? They want better conversion, more leads in the door. They want to convert more leads. So if you study any of those things, then you can approach any business and you can say, hey, I've analyzed your business and I can see these things that I could specifically do to help improve your business. And if you'll let me do them, and I'll work for free for 3 months, and then if I create this result for you, then let's negotiate you potentially paying me something, right? That approach is going to work every single time. Then you're like, well, I can't afford to work for free for 3 months. Well, okay, yeah, I hear you. But like, so there's always going to be, you know, if you don't have a job in it now anyway, like you might as well, right? Because you will learn a ton and you will earn, like even if you don't get a job there, you can put it on your resume that you did this, right? So it's all about figuring out how to add value, how to increase your value, and then don't waste your resources, right? Don't spend money that you don't have. Don't waste your resources frivolously. That's what it takes to get people out of poverty, right? We can't just give money to someone with terrible spending habits, more money, they're just going to waste it. They're just going to lose it, right? So we need to address the root problem and get very concrete. Like, why are you poor? Why are you poor? Why are you poor? Look at 1,000 people, tens of thousands of people. And then we start to see patterns. We're like, okay. So there's like people don't understand that they like the invest basic investment. They don't understand that they're not supposed to spend money they don't have. Like, and the thing is that, you know, the society is set up for the opposite. Just like society wants you to be sick, you know, drink alcohol and eat crappy foods and, you know, watch TV instead of exercise and, you know, jerk off instead of having sex with a woman or a man. Like, society wants you to do all these things that are not good for you. The same is the case with poverty, right? Society wants you to spend money you don't have on credit cards so that you have to, you can never get out of debt, right? So you have to fight against that personally, you personally, but you're the only one that can do it. You're the only one that can do it. And now, so what I want to do is change that about society. So we actually teach people how to live financially successful lives. Normal people can take care of their own health. They can take care of their own finances. they can take care of themselves. Normal people can take care of themselves. We don't need the government to do this, but we have been taught that we need the government, we need corporations, we need other people to take care of us. And that's the root problem here. So we need to address that, or nothing else is going to be solved. Nothing else is going to matter. All right. So that's my take on abstract problems. Appreciate you listening. Take care, my friend. Bye.